Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Under public pressure to do more about gun violence after the double mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton last weekend, President Trump says he thinks he has enough influence with Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, to get them behind stronger measures to address gun violence, namely expanded background checks.
We need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat. I will tell you, I spoke to Mitch McConnell yesterday. He's totally on board. He said, I've been waiting for your call.
At the White House this morning, Trump also addressed reporters' questions about the arrests of hundreds of suspected undocumented immigrants at poultry plants in Mississippi. He says the operation this week should serve as a warning to others considering entering the U.S. illegally. The raids were conducted just days after a gunman went on a suspected anti-immigrant shooting rampage that killed 22 people in El Paso, Texas. Walmart is unplugging or taking down all videos and displays that depict violence following the mass shooting at one of its stores in El Paso last weekend. That includes Xbox and PlayStation units, as well as hunting season videos in the sporting goods section. In other news, Pakistan and India are escalating their war of words over tensions in Kashmir. We have more from NPR's Dia Hadid in Islamabad.
The army spokesman said on Twitter that any, quote, misadventure by India would prompt a Pakistani response stronger than what they had done in February. That's when a Kashmiri suicide bomber killed dozens of Indian troops. India blamed Pakistan and the two countries exchanged airstrikes. Current tensions follow India's decision on Monday to scale back Kashmir's autonomy. Many in Pakistan fear that will weaken their claim to the Himalayan territory. Pakistan's prime minister says he doesn't want conflict, but he's warned India's moves may lead to war because the situation could spin out of control. Pakistan hopes to appeal to the UN Security Council to pressure India. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
China is banning Cathay Pacific staff who participated in Hong Kong's protests against Beijing's rule from serving on flights to mainland China. NPR's Emily Fang reports the decision came after the Hong Kong-based airline came under criticism from Chinese state media.
Starting Sunday, before flights can take off, Cathay Pacific will have to submit for approval identification information for all staff on mainland-bound flights. Cathay has also been ordered to develop measures to strengthen internal control by next Thursday. A Cathay Pacific pilot was one of the dozens of Hong Kong protesters charged with rioting but released on bail and allowed to continue flying. Cathay's flight attendants union also participated in protests that shut down Hong Kong's international airport in July. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
All major market indices are down about 1%. This is NPR News. A Turkish military ammunition depot near the Syrian border caught fire early this morning. Duri Baskaran has a story from Istanbul.
Turkish state media says an explosion occurred in an arms depot in the town of Reyhanlı early this morning, local time. But they say the cause is unknown. The Associated Press reports that fire broke out in parts of the depot and that police evacuated nearby residents.
That's Duri Baskaran reporting from Istanbul. USA Gymnastics is holding national championships in Kansas City, the event coming while the organization is still dealing with the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. We have more from Greg Eklund.
The scandal that resulted in the life sentence of former national team doctor Larry Nassar continues to hover over USA Gymnastics. The governing body is operating under bankruptcy protection, which has affected women's and men's gymnastics. Defending champion Sam Mikulic says he's hoping USA Gymnastics can navigate its way financially through all the lawsuits it faces.
All the bad people are gone, and we can actually start looking forward and start healing a little bit.
Mikulic is the first day leader in the four-day competition with the women on deck. Simone Biles is the defending women's champion. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.
U.S. stocks trading lower this hour with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 225 points, 0.8%, at 26,152. The Nasdaq has fallen more than 1.4% since the open. It's at 79.24, and the S&P is down more than 1% at 29.05. This is NPR.